Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of Weekly Conversation. I'm trying to do this. Every time I click on the share button, I swear it seems like they come up with a new way to do stuff. Like it has more options, more of this, watch party, whatever. Don't forget to like and share, please. Don't forget to like and share. Thank you so much. I just don't get this. I mean, well, no, I need to go here. I need to go, what am I going to be doing? Yeah, it's just crazy. You know, you get into something and they change it on you. Don't forget to like and share, please. Thank you so much. Don't forget the PayPal link below. So if you want to help, because I pay for everything, I do it all. You know, I want to get into the circus. I mean, that's what this government is. Okay, no offense, but impeachment is not a joke. It's not a joke. Because impeachment's not a joke, dude. Impeachment is a serious thing. But not to the Democrats. You know, we have, you know, they stand to be like all high and mighty. You know, we gotta sit there and, you know, honor what our forefathers did, you know. Yeah, the party that wants to take away your Second Amendment right is preaching me on the Constitution of my forefathers. I don't effing think so. Sorry, Nancy. I'm not gonna get preached to about the Constitution, about the forefathers, about freedoms, and about capitalist country coming from a socialist person that's made $100 million net worth, being in politics for 50 years, preaching about someone that's been there 3 years and blaming him for all the problems. What is it? What is there like probably 1500 years combined in Congress with all the people that have been there, and Trump's been there 3 years, but he's the problem of everything? He's the national debt problem? I don't think so. Chicago pastor is accused of taking and stealing nearly $1 million in federal food programs to buy himself a luxury car. So Danny DeVito, he is endorsing Bernie Sanders. Yay. I support socialism. I'm rich. Yeah, I don't get it. They're out of touch. Iranian journalist quits the state TV after the regime admits to shooting down Ukraine's flight. You know, they tried to cover up that they shot it down accidentally. You know, when he was basically kind of like told to cover it up, and nope. I cannot believe CNN is actually telling the truth. The left is actually telling the truth. You know, Van Jones and many on the left say that at that Democratic debate, no one will even come close to Trump. That's because if you took an arena and you opened up the arena floor to Democrat supporters for a debate, have every candidate that's running for president, and they would get fewer people there than Donald J. Trump gets. That's right, kids, you know. We got to be some, you know, we just can't be going to war. And we just can't be war hungry in this country. We just can't do it. We can't be war hungry. We can't do it. We can't be war hungry. We can't be, you know, Trump's not war hungry. that and stuff about Illinois pot and Manchester United and transfer news and so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Teach me to do your will, for you are my guide. May your gracious spirit lead me forward on a firm footing. Psalms 143:10. I got to remember, because at church, Rachel, we're reading stuff in Bible study, and I want to read that. We won't be there. We're actually having Christmas this weekend. You know, and I don't want to get into something with that, because my wife is the greatest in the world. God gave me her. And, you know, I was with someone, lived with her 5 years, you know. We weren't legally married, but basically we're together. Like, we were basically married. Just didn't have the legal documents, you know, and all that stuff. And I could get her I love Michael, the producer, and it's kind of neat because I'll never probably know what it's like to be able to go into a store and, yeah, I want that necklace for my wife. It's 4-carat diamonds. They're all D-flawless, and there's 100 of them, and it's a $200,000 ring. Necklace, sure, I'll take that one. Yeah, that yellow canary diamond, yeah, that 100 carat, yeah, that's $4 million. I'll take that too. Why not? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that $5 million, 10-pound Cuban pure gold chain link. Yeah, I want that. Yeah. No, but you got to watch this stuff, you know. And my one girlfriend, I could have gotten her 100 carat diamond every single day of her life. But if I didn't do anything on Valentine's Day, it wouldn't matter. You know, this one we're selling, celebrating Christmas, you know. But if I surprised my wife with Valentine's Day early, and, you know, because anyone can celebrate on Valentine's Day, but when you do something extra special in advance, a little before, you know, to catch off guard, and she loved it. Like, one time I did it. I don't know why they don't do this. Like, at Fresh Time, it's like a Whole Foods, but, like, it's called Fresh Time, where we live. And they get a lot of, like they get honey from local, and they try to buy, like, corn local and stuff. And when they can, in season, they try to get some local tomatoes and stuff. And it's a chain. It's really nice. You know, they used to have, like a pasta, like ravioli in the frozen section. And they had, like, regular and gluten-free, and I got me like a cheese ravioli, and my wife a cheese ravioli. Mine was regular. Hers was regular, mine was gluten-free, you know. And I had, like, the little tea light candles that are like the LED ones that you put the little battery in, they light up, and I had those everywhere, you know. Had jazz playing. A buddy of mine gave me a full-size helium tank because he works in welding. He's like, yeah, if I empty this, I get another one. They give me based on how much I use. And he goes, there are people that take those tanks like oxygen or acetylene or helium, and they roll them by like one in each hand. I mean, both of us took to lift this tank into the apartment where I was. And I had a bunch of purple and red balloons left over from our wedding. And I did a bunch of bouquets, and I had jazz playing and did dinner. My wife is on cloud nine. This is, for me, and this is our Christmas. And, you know, and it's nice to be able to have that. To be able to do, like I can do something special for my wife, and she really appreciates it. And it may be like an early Valentine's Day thing. And she's like, wasn't that Valentine's Day? It's meaningless. You know, and that's, you gotta, in this world of life, you have to come, and everything's not going to happen the way you expect it to, you know? You have a president for 3 years that's getting blamed for problems that people that have been there 40 years. Why isn't the VA fixed? How long have you been in Congress? Why haven't you done something? You know, they can instantly get a resolution. Okay, today, this resolution is going to make President Trump have to, here's a 1,000-page book he's going to have to read, and he's going to have to let us know before he does anything with Iran. He's going to have to give us, he's going to have to give the terrorists heads up before he can do anything. They can get that done in a day. So when Iran bombs us, if they, well, we're not at war. They have come out and said that you're enriching uranium at massive rates, even though, well, you know, because, you know, at massive rates, and because of that, the billions of dollars Obama gave them, they claim they stopped enriching uranium. They stopped doing all this crap. Well, if you believe that they stopped enriching uranium, I got oceanfront property. I'll sell you. But that's the problem in this country. Trump's the pop. You know, they can instantly get a resolution to make sure, to guarantee that Trump has to let the terrorists know he's going to attack him before he does. Because he has to get Congress approval, even though Obama's done it. But guess what? How long has the VA been a problem? Where's the resolution to fix the VA? Where's that really quick resolution to get the VA fixed and try to do something? Yeah, where is this? See, what you victocrats don't realize, you Democrats, nothing Trump has said or done hasn't already been done by a politician in the past. But that's just where we live in, folks. The world we live in. Today, Nancy Pelosi was smiling and they're giggling and laughing and smiling, and they got gold pen, they got pens with a gold signature, their souvenirs. This is just so wonderful. We get in peace, Trump, and it's just we're signing the peace because this is just a great. It's one of the most gravest things that can happen in this country. It should be the saddest day that you have to impeach someone. And they're playing like Cool in the Gang, celebrate, man. Yeah, we're impeaching Trump. Yeah, right. Makes me sick. Well, we need to see Trump's tax returns. Let me tell you something. That fake Russia collusion bullcrap that they used to get permission to investigate Trump. If they would have found something on Trump, you would know about it by now, because they would have said, hey, oh, we couldn't find anything on that Russia collusion. That ended up not being true. But, oh, this is what we did find. Oh, buddy, look at these tax returns. That was the whole point of that Russian hoax. That Russian collusion hoax was they were praying to everything holy that when they got permission to investigate him and go into his past, they would find something to nail him on. And they haven't found one effing thing. Because if they did, let me tell you, they'd have been all over it. They'd have been all over it. They'd have been all over it. They would have. They'd have been all over that one. But that's no here nor there. But that's where this whole thing is. The Democratic Party is turning this whole thing into a joke. If anyone ever asks you on the left, I want to see Trump's tax returns, throw it back in their face. Well, let me see Nancy Pelosi's tax returns. Pooh, I want to know, I want you to show me how she's made $100 million legally, making 100 and some thousand a year. I'm just saying that. I'm just saying. they're joking around like, here's these, have this commemorative pen to remember. It's, I have to say this. It was a sad day when we had to impeach Bill Clinton. It's sad when the President of the United States is doing it in the Oval Office. But I not have sexual relations with that woman? Okay. Yeah, okay there, Bill. No, you didn't have sexual relations. You had sexual intercourse. Well, when he said that woman, which one? Because there were probably a thousand that when he was probably as bad as Kennedy having women coming in and out. There's a book that a Secret Service member wrote about his time in the Clinton White House. And okay, yeah, Bill Clinton's doing it with someone, and Monica Lewinsky shows up, and oh, he's in a private meeting. He can't be, no, I have to talk to him. No, you can't. He's in a private meeting. And they had to do everything they could to keep her from seeing Bill or someone else. But then you have Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I'm concerned for her. I really am. The way she is talking, if she's not drunk, there's something majorly wrong. Because when she talks about what did you say? Nancy, who did what? Huh? You said, Nancy said something? I'm assuming she, since the Breitbart article said Democrats are, if you would have changed the headlines on that article, I would have believed whatever the article said. The Breitbart article said that the Democrats are sending over to the Senate the impeachment. If it wasn't for it being the headline, I wouldn't have understood one word Nancy Pelosi said. And that scares me because something's wrong. Either she's heavily drinking or there's something wrong. And if there's something wrong,
either way, there's a problem.
Yeah, there is. And it's not a simple, it's not like it's a one-time thing. It's like Hillary Clinton is constantly having coughing fits.
I wonder, though, because she hasn't been in the limelight. I wonder, since the stress of running, she's not under that stress, if it's any better.
Yeah. But it's just...
Nancy is scary. Well, that Democratic debate, I know you don't talk about that, but that was scary and laughable all at the same time.
It's funny, but then you have to sit there and think, oh my God, most of those people are in positions of power. Holy cow.
Exactly.
If they weren't like in positions of power, it'd be hilarious. But they're actually, if it was a movie, you'd laugh your butt off. But it's not. This is people of power. But when you have Bernie Sanders, basically, Trump came out and said what Bernie Sanders said. We don't want to go to war.
Warren, okay, I don't know if you heard that exchange that they had with the hot mic.
Oh, yeah.
That Warren threw a fit because he called her a liar. Okay, and this is the same woman who said she got fired from a job because she was pregnant, which wasn't true.
Yeah.
And she was Native American, you know, little Pocahontas. Ooh.
Cherokee people.
And, okay, I have some Indian in me, both of my grandmothers. My one grandmother was over 50% Cherokee. 50% Indian.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know Cherokee was one of the things. I'm sure. I'm gonna ask
Nancy. Well, Elizabeth Warren was 0.00001%.
Yeah, but what gets me is she gets upset that Bernie calls her a liar.
But she lies.
But you are.
Yeah. Now that's about the only thing I agreed with about the whole night, that she is a liar.
See, that's the thing though. I don't even know if what she said, he told her that women couldn't be in the White House. Well, I'm gonna say this. It wouldn't, would it pass him to say something like that?
Yeah.
Campaign got in trouble for paying when he ran against Hillary, paying women the least amount, I mean, lower amount than the men.
Yeah. Yep.
And Biden, oh my God, making off the wall sentences when he could put a sentence together. It just, oh my.
In fact, they're all in the, they don't, there's, see, the problem you have for three and a half, well, for about, well, since Trump became the presidential nominee that was for the Republican Party, since then, they've been thinking out a way to impeach him or throw him out of office if, because they have that, what is it, that 0.0%. That 0.01% chance he's going to win. Hillary's got 99.99999% chance, but that 0.0001% chance he would win. They've been working since before he was president. How do we get him out of office if he gets in? And they don't have a platform. Well, so you people understand, the platform is when you get up on stage, this is what I plan to do. It's like an action plan.
They don't have anything.
They don't have, that's why they can't.
Anything.
That's why they can't debate, because they're just what are the Democrats? The country's going in the right direction. What are we trying to do? Because
well,
we can't.
Everything for everything free.
We have no idea. They have no plan. They have nothing that they're.
They want to take our guns. They want to take away our rights. They hate Trump. That's about the plan. That's their plan. Take away our rights, First Amendment, Second Amendment, take away our guns, and they hate Trump. I don't know what else besides socialism, which that encompasses those two rights.
But they're not really...
Oh, they love terrorists. I'm sorry. They do.
Oh,
love
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they do that. But they really have... I mean, and that's the problem. They can't... Because, okay, they want... I mean, if they were being truly honest... They would have to say, I hate to admit it, but Trump's doing the right thing. He's going in the right direction, everything.
You know, if they really wanted to win, and if they wanted Democrats, quote unquote, in the office so bad, as CNN guy said,
Van Jones.
What they would do is, I like what Trump is doing, this is how I can do it better. Not that he's evil, not that he's bad for America.
Yeah.
This is what I can do better.
Yeah.
He's going... He might be going in a different direction. This is the direction I would go. And not give America away free.
But I guarantee you, if the Democrats did that, it would be, they're saying it to say it, so that once they get in, they would basically just, oh, we're, as president, you're going to keep guns. We're going to make sure you... But here's the thing. This, I was thinking about this today. What did I say on Tuesday about Obama tax? Not that it's going to happen. See, if the Democrats wanted to, they could have sat there a long time ago and say, oh, we're going to put a tax of $1,000 on every bullet you have. Oh, you can keep a gun, but if you have a bullet, you have to pay $1,000 tax on every bullet you have.
They'll have to prove how many I have.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, we're going to have a guy come to your house. You're going
to
have, yeah, we're going
to
have
to find them. And I might be using a few to stop it.
Well, this is what I always tell people. I want to see someone who's against guns, who doesn't support them, doesn't believe in them, come to my house without one and try to take my guns.
Yeah.
I want to go to a Democratic debate. So one of those, like Bernie Sanders, one of those things. Yeah, well, I got a question for you there, Joe Biden. How does a guy without a gun who doesn't support him, who won't be carrying one, how do you think he's going to confiscate my guns when I have one or two or three or four? How's he going to take my gun from me when I have one? Because if he tries to, he'll be going down. Because you can't tell me that someone that's against guns is going to be carrying a gun to take my gun. Because bull crap.
And the biggest thing, the biggest obstacle that the Democrats have is Trump has promises kept, promises made, promises
kept.
I don't care. Show me another Democrat or Republican that has that.
They don't.
I don't care if it's a D or an R. Show me another politician that
that's
has
done that. Yeah. Like I was talking about earlier.
Some of the senators like Blum and the new ones that are Republican that are basically they got behind Trump and said we support him, so they got voted in. They have kept a lot of promises.
Yeah.
They have. They are actually starting to do it. But that is now my. I'm again asked what happens when Trump leaves in the next 5 years.
Yeah. That's when Ivanka Trump gets in.
Or Eric or Donald J. Jr.
Yeah. I mean that's huge.
Don Jr. All he has to do is add another J, and he has all the flags and everything.
All the signs and everything. Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but that's, Johnson. That's the name of Alzheimer's patients will remember.
See, we were talking about that the other day.
I talk about that on my program a lot. Con artist that gets in.
Yep. What's the difference between that and a real politician?
Here's the question I have. Okay. A con artist and a politician, what's the difference? There isn't one.
Exactly.
the only difference between a con artist and a car salesman is car salesman will screw you and have you leaving happy thinking you got a great deal.
You know,
same thing with the con artists. They'll make you.
You know, when I voted for Trump, didn't know what to expect because he'd never been in politics before. Didn't know how he would do. I didn't know how the Republicans would treat him. I knew how the Democrats were going to treat him. So I didn't know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to vote for him again.
And longtime viewers of the program will know I came out saying, okay, I think he's going to be the front runner for a while, and then he's going to bow out.
Yeah, we didn't know.
I thought he would bow out, and okay, then, Jeb Bush would come in and take the nomination.
I think Jeb Bush thought he was going to get it automatically. Just like I think Biden thinks he's going to get it automatically. And, yeah.
They all suck. They can't, they don't see. They all suck because none of them.
The first Bush, he was okay. I don't know. After 9/11, I loved George Bush, the second Bush, and that's why I voted for him again. You all weren't gonna get me a Democrat. I always tell Daddy to shoot me or cut my hands off if you ever think I'm gonna vote Democrat.
See, the problem I've always had is like, okay, well, this Republican is bad, but the Democrat's even worse.
So which one do you do?
Yeah, I feel like, okay, well,
yeah, I feel
okay, this guy has got 6 bullets. He's got 3 bullets. Well, I don't want to get shot at all, but 3 bullets is less than 6, so I guess I'll take the guy that's going to shoot me with 3 bullets.
Right.
I don't want, who wants to get shot 3 times? Well, either that or 6. And that's the problem. You know, like I say on this program many times, what am I supposed to do when I didn't want Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or Mitt Romney or John McCain or John Kerry or Al Gore or the first book. I don't want any of them. What am I supposed to do? Because that should be 90% of America. 90% of America should look at the past and say, okay, we've got Republican, Democrat, and nothing's changed. That's why they sit there, well, okay, well, this Republican screwed me, so let me try this Democrat. And then then they don't really...
All of the Democrats that are running have been in office at least 30 years. Maybe two or three of them. I know Biden, Warren, and Sanders. I know those three have been in 30-plus years. Okay.
Mhm.
But yet they're blaming everything on Trump.
Well, did you hear what I said at the beginning of the program where Congress combines, House and Senate probably has 1,500 years combined serving the government, but Trump's the problem?
Yeah. Well, I would just bring it down to the...
Oh, I know. Yeah. But still, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I want to get into this because this is crazy. A Chicago pastor charged with stealing nearly $1 million from a federal food program for a luxury car. Yes, a Chicago pastor is accused of taking nearly $1 million from a federally funded program for needy children and using some of the money to buy a Bentley. Federal prosecutors say Reverend Clarence Smith Jr., who was in charge of the New Life Impact Church, was charged with fraud for stealing more than $900,000 given to the church for a federally funded food program run by Illinois State Board of Education, the New York Post has reported, to buy a Bentley. Prosecutors say the 45-year-old took checks meant to feed hungry children and deposited them into his personal bank account. Well, the Chicago Tribune has reported that Smith allegedly used the money to buy himself a brand new Bentley Flying Spur luxury sedan with a price tag of about $142,000. Smith was released on his own recognizance after pleading not guilty on 4 counts of fraud in federal court. President Raven Corsi said the pastor's lavish spending habits raised red flags before the authorities conducted their investigation. Smith responded to the fraud allegations in a statement released Friday. I totally deny any and all allegations of fraud. I served the community for years and will let this play out in court. Yeah, he's going down. He's going to have to prove that that money from those things was not deposited into his account, but yeah, good luck. See, there's a difference between doing that and what Clefto Dollar did. Yo, what's up, man? My name is Clefto Dollar. I got a $450 billion private Learjet I want. Hook it up, dog. There's a link down there. If you donate, man, I'm going to get me this jet, man, because, see, I'm here right now. I'm down here. God's up there, man. I need to be kicking it up with him in the sky. So you need to hook it up and get me my Learjet, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's on order. I just need the money. Come on, man. Now, if you're dumb enough to buy the Learjet or fund it, how dare a pastor ask? Well, a pastor can ask for anything he wants. If you're stupid enough to donate to get a... Where's my private Learjet? I'm going to start me a GoFundMe page. Yeah, this is to get myself a private Learjet. I mean, if he's dumb enough to, like Danny DeVito, if he's dumb enough to endorse Bernie Sanders, he's the man to beat Trump because he supports socialism. He's so great. I just want to go like a Bernie Sanders event and go to the 10 people supporting them and like, here's your ration coupon. Today's ration is toothpaste. You go to the government store and get your toothpaste. That's your ration for the day. You know, because Bernie Sanders, just look at all the videos of him praising Venezuela. Now, it'd be different if he was praising the Venezuela that was before the regime took over and did all this crap. Let me see here. Where are we at, folks? So, we got about 24 minutes left in the program. Don't forget to like and share. I don't care. Whenever you watch, you can comment, and I'll get back to you. You got a question, if you want to let me know you're watching, like, or love, or whatever, sad, laugh, whatever. Wow. I just don't get it. See, these are gold pens. These are souvenirs. This is just a momentous day. We wanna commemorate this. We're gonna have, yeah, we're having a person make a special DVD of us signing the impeachment papers over, and there's a box set of the impeachment, the House impeachment hearings. Yes, you can get this box set. Yes, it's on 18 karat gold plated DVDs. Well, actually, we can get DVDs or Blu-ray. They're all 18 karat gold plated. Yeah, they have my signature engraved in them, all of them. Yes, and it comes with a book. Yes, it's a hard copy bound book with facts and stuff. You know, it's just wonderful. And that's just 10 payments of $199.99. Yes. Yes, we hooked up with Time Magazine to make that happen because, you know, we love Time Magazine. But whatever. Whatever. That's the world we live in. You know? One of the gravest processes you have to go through ever. Having to impeach a president and they're treating it like a damn circus. Welcome to the Three Ring House Circus. That's right. Yes, it's the House Circus. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, this is... Yes, I'm the ringmaster. I'm Nancy Pelosi. Over there, we got Adam Schiff the Clown. I'm Adam Schiff the Clown. He's Dumbo the Clown. He's merely retarded and not all there. He's Dumbo the Clown. As in D-U-M-B. As in dumb. He's a Dumbo. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, in the water there, we got Maxine. Yeah, we got to be PC. We got to have a black lady in our circus. That's why we got Maxine in the water over there. Oh, yeah, and we got a Native American in the background, Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, she's our Native American in the circus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's welcome to the circus, folks. Oh Lord, I tell you, man, it's. And if you couldn't make the circus in with this DVD box set with this book, you get 2 gold-plated circus, House of Representatives circus tickets. That's right, folks. And if you call now, we'll take off one of the payments. It's just 9 payments of $199.99. Commemorate the day that the Democrats embarrassed America forever. Now, there's a reason why, I don't know, England massively went to the Conservative Party instead of the Labour Party. Gee, I wonder why. Why are Iranian journalists leaving the state news after the cover-up that they shot down a plane accidentally? when people in other countries are standing up, when people in Hong Kong are saying to the government, you I had to edit the but you know, you get my drift, folks. You get my drift. You know, people are standing up around the world, but that's wrong. How dare we? How dare we? How dare we? I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's not but a spray. You know, I can believe it. I can believe that all these other countries are coming together and saying, hey, look at what's going on in America. Look at what they're doing. Hey, maybe we need to make trade deals equal so that when stuff's coming here from China, our products are going to China, not having empty crates go back. Oh, I'm going to win the debate. One of the candidates like, my first day of office, I'm going to negotiate a better, I'm going to go to other countries and get better drug prices. Yeah, on day one, well, you don't, well, like, you really care. It's not like you're going to have to use any plan that we're on. You're going to exempt yourself. See, that's what these politicians, that's what these, most of these Democrats don't realize. The politicians don't have to abide by our rules. Anything they pass, they can exempt themselves from it. Not that the Democrats have passed anything. All they've done is spend 3.5 years trying to impeach a president, and they've got nothing to show for it, because if they did, let me tell you something, if the Democrats really had something on Trump, they would have sat there and said, look what we found. Oh yeah, there's no Russia collusion. No, we couldn't find anything on that, but we did find, you know, that's how it is. That's how it is. Illinois has a big problem right now, if you haven't heard. What's it been? Like, not even barely a month? Illinois is having a weed shortage. Yeah, it's not even a month, and, like, it's, yeah, and the dispensaries are out. So, you need to go down to South Chicago and try to get some off the street, because I'm sure the gang's got plenty of them, and they're just aching the deal, man. Man, look at all the taxes you had to pay up in there to get that stuff, man. Buy it from me. Why do you think people go to these countries that are not in the EU and they try to buy tobacco where there's, like, very little taxes, where they can buy, like, packs for, like, $2 and then try to sell them in England for the tax? So, and what I mean for the tax is, okay, here's a $2 pack of cigarettes. Well, let's say it's $20 with taxes. Well, you sell for $20, cha-ching. Oh, you sell, because there was a lady in Michigan one time that was buying all these cigarettes online because they were cheaper, like from, like, Turkey or something, and didn't realize that she had to pay the taxes on all those, and got, like, a bill from the state for all this tobacco she was buying. We don't have any for him, man. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you buy them, you have to pay the taxes. Now, if you go through the duty line and say, yeah, I bought these cigarettes, I want to pay the taxes on them, then they'll let you bring them in. But when they go through the duty-free line, Yeah, we want to check your bags.
Oh, look at that, 75,000 cartons of cigarettes. Well, I don't have, well, if he would have went in the duty line and paid the taxes owed, yeah, you could have gotten away with it. But they weren't for theirs to smoke, they were theirs to try to sell at a profit. But Illinois, they're having, like, massive shortages. Everyone's buying the weed up.
Yeah, that's just, and that's not new people. That's just people that are smoking for 20 years that are finally like, now I can actually legally buy it. And I can actually know what I'm getting. So I can go into the store and get, and I know I'm not like gambling, you know. Officials say the Chicago cannabis tax may exceed 41%. A 3% tax on marijuana retailers was just tacked on to the other taxes already levied on Chicago. That's what some people think, that if it ever gets legal.
Yeah.
Oh, I got like a couple minutes, but yeah. But yeah, I mean that it's going to be like. Because they said taxes were super high in Colorado until they finally started to wake up, and then they pulled it because taxes are so high. I mean, like an eighth is like $50 with all the taxes. But once they realize, hey, look at how much we can make. I think Illinois is going to keep them. I think they're just going to keep taxing.
You don't know. I mean, with everything.
But they just did a 3% tax on retailers again, on top of a stack and stack of taxes.
For cigarettes?
No, for cannabis.
No, you don't like that. You like
cannabis. Well, yeah, that's what it is. See, it's called cannabis. That's where the word canvas comes from. Because original canvas used to be made from cannabis. So, it's going to be interesting to see, because if all goes according to plan, Montana residents could vote on marijuana this year. Just federally legalize it. Every state's going to eventually just...
You know, there's things I like Trump about. I don't think until he's gone that's going to happen.
Well, I don't think it's ever going to, I don't think it would ever happen. Because they make, well, Bernie Sanders, I'll legalize it. Well, then do it now. I would love to go to one of his rallies. I got a question. You talk about if you become president, you're going to legalize, federally legalize marijuana. Why don't you do it now?
How? He'll have to do a bill.
Yeah.
And it's going to have to go through the House and Senate. And then, then the president signs it. There's not that much support for it.
If I was in Congress, I'd have been doing it since 93. Every year I'd be doing the bill. 94, I'd send another marijuana bill. 95, I'd keep doing it every year. And as soon as that bill failed, I'd rewrite it and do another bill. Like the next day, they would have another cannabis bill in front of them. If they can get this Iran thing shoved down our throats in one day.
I know that's exactly what you would do. I believe you.
Well, here's my point with that. If the government really gave two bleeps about this country just as quickly as they did that Iran thing in one day, they could do that for the VA. They could do that for anything they wanted to.
I will say this. That's one thing that Trump is also doing. He is showing how pointless the government is.
Between the times that he talks,
he really
which
is.
Frankly is my favorite time.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what this is about, but listeners like the music, so you got to play it.
I want to get into some Premier League news, and it's official. I mean, whether you like, whether you're Ollie out, Ollie in, Ollie all around, whatever, whatever you think about Ollie, Ashley Young is gone. Deadwood is leaving. Ashley Young is going to Inter Milan. I've heard Fabrizio Romano tweeted that it was 1.3 million. I've heard 1.5. Hey, £1 is more than you should pay for Ashley Young. But hey, we're getting rid of Deadwood. We're getting rid of players that are not that great anymore. That at one time were really good. They're just not anymore. Sorry, but if a 10-second 100-meter dash, there's an 80% chance you won't medal with that type of speed. Why would you have someone on your Olympic team that does a 14-second or 15-second 100-meter dash? Because if 10 seconds probably won't get you a bronze, silver, or gold medal in the Olympics, 15 or 14 seconds, you'll be last place. If you want to contend for medals and win, you want to get someone that's maybe 9 seconds or 8 seconds, 100-meter dash. You know, these players were good servants, and they were great at one time, but they can't play anymore at the level of the Premier League. You get players that dominate in the Italian League and dominate in other leagues. And with the speed and pace of the Premier League compared to their league, it's not the same and it's not as fast paced. There is a type of football that Fellaini played, the long ball. In some leagues, it's great. In the Premier League, it just doesn't work. Just like Mourinho used to dominate, his style of football and play used to work. I don't think you can do that anymore. The days of scoring one or two goals really quickly and then try to wait for the 90 minutes is the best way to waste 90 minutes. That style of football is gone. I mean, I think if Alex Ferguson was completely healthy and he was to come back and coach, I don't think he may not do that great. His style of football, it's ever changing. It is. I mean, I'm going to get into Bruno Fernandes because everyone's talking about, I can't believe Manchester United is letting him play at Benfica. Well, first of all, they're still negotiating a fee for him. He's accepted the terms. They just don't have a fee yet. And I'm just waiting for United. Oh, well, we're not paying. Dude, the player is worth $60 to $65 million. Take it, pay it. You got the cash. If we don't get Bruno Fernandes, Lord help, if the right players weren't there, okay. I'm 90% sure the deal's going to be done. I just hope they just come to their senses and pay what he wants. But here's the thing. What if part of his term is, I'm going to play against Benfica. I owe Inter Milan that. That is the biggest game of their, that's their big derby. That's like our game with Liverpool. It's that huge. Then when I'm done, I will come to United. Okay? What if that's his stipulation? Because I'm like, well, I can't believe they didn't get the deal done again. Well, technically, they could have had it to where, okay, yep, we've got a fee, we've got everything agreed upon, so that when January 1st rolls along, he's done. You know, their last game in December is his last game. And then he comes to United. But that didn't happen. Yeah, we suck at deals. But that's United. That's United for you, folks. That's good old Manchester United. But when you look at it, I'm like, well, what if he gets injured when he plays Benfica? What if he gets injured? Well, what if he comes to Manchester United, they get him early, and he plays for Liverpool, and he, 10 minutes in, has an ankle injury or a knee injury that's career-ending? Hope you saved enough money there. You're going to be working at Burger Chef in England. Thank you for choosing Poundland. Come again. Is this all for you? That's 4 pence. 3 quid, 29 pence. You know, I mean, what if, but then their response is, well, that's the risk we take. He was a United player. Well, I'm sorry. You know, if no one thinks about Bruno Fernandes's contract demands, or I'll come to United, but I'm going to play against Benfica. He could get hurt in any game. Anyone could get. What if he gets hurt? Well, what if he gets hurt at United and his career's over after 10 minutes of a game? Like when Steven Gerrard came in for Liverpool and, like, within a minute was red carded out. And I'm like, that man was cool in the gang celebration going on in my head on that one. I'm like, yes, because they're our biggest rival. I mean, besides the City Derby, which is kind of big, Liverpool, we don't want them to win anything. Like, it's been 30 years since they won a Premier League title, and it kills me. Maybe it's not fibrosis. Maybe it's the fact that Liverpool is going to win a Premier League title, and my body can't handle it. I don't know. Who knows? But, I mean, it's one of those things like where it doesn't matter. You want to have Tottenham win the Champions League, not Liverpool. It don't matter. Just like they want to rub it in our face if they win, we want to rub it in their face if they win. But like if a plane was to go down and players were to be killed, United fans would be the first ones there stepping up, offering condolences and whatever needed to be done. You know? Team thing. You're at Old Trafford. Bring it. You know? But if someone gets injured on the pitch, you know, the heart goes in. You know? But it's going to be interesting. I just hope that they come to their senses and pay whatever Bruno Fernandes wants. He's the best dang player. He wants to come here. He said he wants to come here. Ollie's getting rid of Deadwood. I think Ollie wants him. I think he's just towing the party line. He is towing a party line, like where, hey, I'd pay $70 million to get him, probably more than he's worth. But hey, I'm just towing like the owners aren't the owners are the ones that are penny pinching, not him. So, got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. Just remember, folks, February 16th is my birthday, so don't forget me. Valentine's Day is the 14th. Wow. But remember, folks, Valentine's Day should be every day.
It's not like you take the whole thing anyway. You take Valentine's Day and your birthday.
If
the whole thing is yours.
Hey, I can't help it.
Oh, okay.
Like I never do anything for you. Okay. I had something big planned, but I gotta go. Okay. With a firm alliance in the possession of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night and God bless. Goodbye.